的伟大奇妙。
We praise you for creating the marvelous things.
您用六天创造了万物。
You use 6 days to create the heaven and earth.
你赐福给第七日定为圣日。
And you have set the seventh day as a day of rest.
我们感谢您将第七日也来赏赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us the seventh day.
今天成为我们敬拜神的日子。
Today is the day where we will worship you.
在第七日，我们来享受这蒙福的日子。
And on the seventh day, we will enjoy this blessed day.
照着你的应许，在第七日，我们得享我们的安息。
And according to your commandments, we will receive a rest on the seventh day.
主耶稣，我们感谢您赏赐给我们一条又新又活的道路。
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for giving us a true and living way.
在这一条道路上面，我们要找到救主。
On this way, we will find the Savior.
在这一条道路上面，我们要找到真正的福音。
On this way, we will find the true gospel.
在这一条道路上面，我们要找到永生。
And on this way, we will find eternal life.
在这一条道路上面，我们要找到真正的平安。
On this way, we will find true peace.
在这一条道路上面，我们要找到真正的喜乐。
And on this way, we will find true joy.
我们恳求天父真神，你带领祝福我们早上的布道聚会。
We pray to the Heavenly Father so that you can guide and bless our service in the morning.
愿您的恩惠常常充满在我们的生活里头。
And may your grace be abundantly in our life.
我们这样子感谢祈求，愿您垂听成全。
We pray in this manner, may you listen.
我们将一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
And we give all praise, thanks, and glory be unto your name.
阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们今天早上的正道之前，我们要请诗班来我们献诗，一起赞美神。
Before our sermon today, we will ask the choir to sing and praise God.
诗班用美妙的歌声为我们唱出了信仰的道路是怎样的道路。
The choir has used a beautiful voice to sing and tell us what is the road of faith.
信仰的道路就是有主耶稣爱的道路。
The road of faith is a road that has Jesus Christ's love.
信仰的道路就是一条跟神有盟约的道路。
The road of faith is a road that is a covenant with God.
跟神的盟约就是我们人生的保障。
To make a covenant with God is the guarantee in our life.
跟神的盟约就是我们人生的平安。
To make a covenant with God is the peace in our life.
跟神的盟约就是我们人生的喜乐。
And to make a covenant with God is our joy.
主耶稣曾经这样自我介绍说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Lord Jesus Christ once introduced himself as the way, truth, and life.
很多时候我们也需要对别人来做个自我介绍。
Oftentimes, we also need to introduce ourselves to people.
但是我想从来没有人这样介绍自己，说我就是道路、真理、生命。
But I don't think anybody has introduced themselves as the way, truth, and life.
主耶稣他说我就是道路，我就是方法。
And Lord Jesus Christ said that I am the way, And the solution.
他本身就成为一个道路方法。
He himself became the way and the solution.
主耶稣这一条道路跟真理有关系。
Jesus's way has a relationship with salvation.
很多的时候我们在寻求真理。
Many times we will seek after truth.
因为真理要带给我们自由。
Because truth will set us free.
在真正的自由里头有光明。
And in this true freedom, we will have light.
在真正的自由里头有平安。
In this true freedom, we will have peace.
在真正的自由里头有喜乐。
And in this true freedom, we will have joy.
主耶稣这条道路跟生命有关系。
The way of Lord Jesus Christ is related to life.
我们每一个人一出生，我们就开始，我们就必须来走这条人生的道路。
When every one of us is born, we will have to walk on this way.
很多的时候在人生道路的中途我们要回头看一下。
But many times while we are traveling on this road, we have to look back.
当我们回头看，我们发现人生充满很多的冲突甚至矛盾。
When we look back in our lives, we realize that life is full of contradictions and struggles.
人生充满着很多的不完美。
And life is full of imperfect things.
也因为这样子我们需要追求信仰。
But because of this, we have to pursue after faith.
最近跟一个将近65岁的男士我们在聊天。
Recently, I had a conversation with a man who's about 65 years old.
他跟我讲说，在年轻的时候这个学习不多，知识不多所以呢，有点像是很无知。
He told me that when he was young, he did not have much education, so he doesn't feel very smart.
但是呢，不因为你无知，你就不需要做选择、做决定。
But it's not because even though you may not be smart, it doesn't mean that you don't have to make decisions.
但是在那无知当中所做的决定，回头看，常常是对的，而且是最好的。
Even though you may be foolish and you make the decisions, when you look back, it may seem like the right decision.
年纪渐长，越来越有经验，也越来知识越来越丰富。
When one becomes older, he or she will have more experiences and become wiser.
当然在那样的情况之下，也常常要做选择、做决定。
And of course, in those circumstances, they also have to make decisions.
在很无知的时候，很容易就做决定。
But when you are foolish, it is easy for you to make a decision.
当知识丰富、很有经验的时候，就很难做决定。
But when you are full of wisdom, it is hard for you to make a decision.
有很多的考量甚至有很多的挂虑。
There are many things to consider.
但是所做的决定，回头一看是错误的决定甚至是很不好的决定。
But rather, the decision you make, when you look back on it, it actually turns out to be the wrong decision.
那这就是人生矛盾的地方之一。
And this is one of the contradictions in life.
那是不是这样就不用追求知识，就不用做规划呢？
So is it because of this that we no longer have to make plans?
不是的，我们还是要努力的增长知识，很多事情还是要事先做规划。
No, of course not, because we have to constantly increase our knowledge and plan ahead of things.
既然走在人生的道路上面我们就要为人生来做一些规划。
Even though we walk on this road of our life, we have to make plans for our life.
我们可以为我们的二十岁做下一个目标。
We can set goals for when we are 20 years old.
我们可以为我们的四十岁、五十岁来定目标。
We can set goals when we are 40 or 50.
甚至我们为我们的六十岁、七十岁来定下一些理想的目标。
Even when we are 60 and 70, we will make goals.
请问八十岁、九十岁？我们的目标是什么？
So what are your goals when you will be 80 or 90 years old?
很多人在这个时候就打几个问号。
Many people, they will have a question mark.
没有人能够保证能够活到80岁、90岁。
Nobody can guarantee that they will live until 80 or 90 years old.
就是活到那样的年纪能够做什么呢？
Even when they live until that age, what can they do?
但是人生也不是最后打几个问号，这样就了结了。
But life is not about creating some question marks in the end, and that's it.
是的，每一个人都会死。
Yes, it is true that everybody will die.
当面对死亡，回头看，人生充满着很多的软弱跟过患。
But when facing death and we look back on our lives, we see that life is full of weaknesses.
整个所谓人生的价值跟意义，马上就没有了。
And it seems like the value of our life has disappeared.
每一个人都要面对死亡，面对过去的很多的软弱跟过患。
Everyone has to face death and face the struggles and difficulties we have in the past.
在这样的情形之下，整个人生被否定了。
But under these circumstances, our life has been nullified.
那人生也不是死了就没有了。
Life is not that when you die, it's over.
所以我们不是在最后打几个问号就了结了。
So it is not that we can conclude our life by setting some question marks.
我们是否也为了八十岁、九十岁、一百岁之后做了规划呢？
Should we not make plans and goals for when we are 80, 90, or even 100 years old?
主耶稣说，我就是道路。
Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way.
所以今天我们所谈的信仰是指着信耶稣的这个信仰。
So today when we talk about faith, we talk about believing in Lord Jesus Christ.
这个信仰要带给我们生命。
This faith will give us life.
这个信仰要带给我们永生。
This faith will bring us eternity.
我们请看诗篇139篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇一百三十九篇二十三节。
Psalms chapter 139 verse 23.
二十三节，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties.
啊，我只能够看到你的外表，你的行为。
I can only see your actions and your outer appearance.
啊，常常我很难知道你心里在想什么。
Many times it is hard for me to know what you are thinking in your heart.
啊，同样的，你对我也是这个样子。
You are also like that towards me.
啊，但是神啊，他能够鉴察我们每一个人的内心。
But God can search each and one of us in our hearts.
啊，甚至我们也常常自己欺骗自己。
More often we will lie to ourselves.
啊，常常我们被蒙蔽了，我们不晓得我们内心的动机是什么。
We are blinded and we do not even know the motive of our own hearts.
啊，所以这个啊，大卫啊，他就求神来鉴察他的心。
So here David asked God to search his heart.
啊，为什么他有这样的祈求
？Why did he have this request?
二十四节
，24.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
And see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting.
啊，大卫主要的目的是要求神帮助他，来引导他走永生的道路。
One of the main goals of David was for God to lead the way of his life.
哪里去找到永生的道路
？Where can you find this everlasting way？
啊，就是在对主耶稣的信仰里头来找到永生的道路。
It is only through the faith of believing Lord Jesus Christ that you can find this way.
啊，是的，人人都应该怕死。
Yes, it is. It is true that people may fear death.
啊，因为一般来讲，这个死没有办法去经验。
Because you cannot experience death.
我们不能够说我死死看，然后再回来。
We cannot say that. Let me try experiencing death first and then come back.
啊，死了就进入死的状况里头。
Once you die, you will enter death.
一般来讲是回不来的。
Normally, you cannot go back.
哦，所以死是一个可怕的范围。
So death is a very scary scenario.
那所谓的永生啊，就是跳脱那一个范围。
But everlasting life is to escape from this death.
啊，靠着我们人自己，我们没有办法跳脱那个范围。
By relying on our own strength, we cannot jump out of death.
啊，所以我们需要依靠主耶稣。
That is why we need to rely on Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们请参考哥林多前书十五章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 26.
二十六节，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
26. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
啊，死是可怕的。
Death is very scary.
啊，所以死是人最大的仇敌之一。
That is why death is one of the biggest enemies of our life.
那主耶稣来到这个世界上的目的之一，就是要毁灭这个仇敌，就是死。
One of the purpose of Lord Jesus Christ coming to this world is to destroy this enemy, the death.
啊，简单的讲，就是靠着主耶稣能够让我们跳脱死的这一个范围。
To put it simply, by relying on Lord Jesus Christ, we can jump out of the grasp of death.
啊，因为我们跟神立了盟约。
Because we have made a covenant with God.
啊，我们跟神的盟约就是我们的保障。
The covenant that we make.With God is our guarantee.
啊，保证我们能够跳脱死的范围。
Which is to guarantee that we will jump out of the grasp of death.
那么没有死的威胁，那就是一种平安。
By not having the threats of dying, we will have peace.
啊，所以信仰的道路是一条平安的道路。
That is why this road of faith is a road of peace.
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Please look at Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章七十八节。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 78.
七十八节，因为神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从天临到我们。
Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the dayspring from on high has visited us.
啊，这里说神的怜悯就好像清晨的日光。
Here says that the tender mercy of God is like a dayspring.
啊，那是柔和的。
It's very tender.
啊，让人觉得温暖，让人觉得有爱。
It will make people feel warm and full of love.
啊，让人能够得到安慰。
And it will give comfort to people,
让人能够得到医治
and allow people to receive healing.
这是神要给我们的怜悯。
This is the comfort that God wants to give to us.
79节，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚步引到平安的路上。
To give life to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
主耶稣就是道路。
Lord Jesus Christ is the way.
主耶稣为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Lord Jesus Christ has opened a true and living way for us.
这一条道路要把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
And this way will guide our feet onto peace.
所以信耶稣让我们跟神有盟约。
So, to believe in Lord Jesus Christ is to make a covenant with God.
这是一个有平安的盟约。
This is a covenant of peace.
我们要领受主耶稣所赐给我们的平安。
We have to receive the peace that God gives to us.
当然在生活当中靠我们的努力也可以得到平安。
Of course, we can also achieve peace in our life by using our own efforts.
神从来没有否定我们人的努力。
God has never disregarded our efforts.
甚至别人也可以带给我们平安。
Even other people can bring peace to us.
但是无论是我们自己的努力或者别人给我们的，常常它是有条件的。
But regardless of our own efforts or we receive peace from others, there are often requirements.
所以那个叫做有条件的平安。
So that is called a peace that has requirements.
那主耶稣说他要将他的平安赐给我们。
Jesus Christ says he will give his peace to us.
那主耶稣所要给我们的平安是怎样的平安呢？
What kind of peace is the peace that he will give to us?
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十六节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 16.
这是保罗的祝福。
This is one of the benediction of Paul.
但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神。
Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all.
十七节安慰你们的心并且一切善行善言上坚固你们。十七节。
The salutation of Paul.With my own hand, which is a sign in every episode, so I write.
对不起哈，我只念到第二章哈，第三章哈，第三章十六节，愿赐平安的主随时随事亲自给你们平安啊，愿主常与你们众人同在。
So chapter 3 verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all.
这里就讲到说。这个主耶稣是赐平安的主。
Here says that Lord Jesus Christ is a God who will give you peace.
他将他的平安要赐给我们。
He will give his peace to all of us.
那他所给我们的平安是随时随事的平安。
And the peace that he gives to us is will be with us in all times and everywhere.
也就是没有条件的平安。
Which means there are no requirements.
无论在任何的情况之下。可以有的平安。
It is the peace that we can receive no matter the circumstance.
那为什么是这样子呢？
So why is it like this?
就像保罗所说的，说万事互相效力，要让爱神的人得益处。
It's just like what Paul says that everything will work according to the benefit of God.
我们要紧的就是认识主耶稣。
We have to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
走在主耶稣所给我们这条信仰的道路上面。
So that we can walk on this path that He has prepared for us.
他爱我们，我们也努力地爱他。
He has loved us, so we will make our own effort to love him back.
他就将他的平安赐给我们。
And as a result, he will give us peace.
是的，在人生的道路上面，我们还是会遇到我们喜欢的事情，不喜欢的事情。
Yes, in our life, we will encounter things that we like or dislike.
我们不喜欢的，我们本能的会去避开它。
For the things that we find we don't like, we will try to avoid it.
但是我们也总不能，也没有办法，总是避开我们不喜欢的。
But we cannot always avoid the things that we don't like.
但是在主耶稣的平安里头，这些我们认为不喜欢的，他也会带给我们好处。
But as long as we have the peace of God, even when we encounter things that we don't like, we will still find it beneficial.
那另一句话讲就是也可以带给我们平安。
To put it in other words, these things will also give us peace.
所以保罗说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So Paul said that everything will work for good so that it will bring us benefits.
我就想到在我大姐身上发生的一些事情。
I started to reflect on some things that happened to my sister.
我大姐在年轻的时候大概二十来岁有一次感冒，她没有去留意，拖了一个多月。
One time when my sister was about 20 years old, she had a cold, but she did not go to the doctors.
那这个感冒拖了一个多月，结果后来伤害到她的心脏。
She delayed this cold for about a month, and then in the end started to harm her heart.
我们知道我们心脏其实是一个很精密的一个器官。
We know that our heart is a very complex organ.
神所创造的都是这么奇妙，都是这么精密。
And whatever God creates is always very marvelous and complex.
这个血液有从心脏出去的，有进入心脏的。
There are veins coming in and out of the heart.
然后这血管里头也会有这个好像滑一样出去它就不会倒流。
And then there are
像 valve 一样。
And there are valves inside the heart that will go out of the heart and then not return.
不应该进来的，它就不会进来。
Those things that shouldn't come back, they will not come back.
但是如果那个坏掉了。
But if your valve inside your heart is broken.
那个要进去的跟出来的血，它有时候就会混在一起。
Sometimes the blood that is supposed to come out will actually come instead.
那这样你的心脏就会有问题。
As a result, you will have problems in your heart.
那我大姐因为感冒疏忽就变成这样子。
So my older sister, because she neglected her cold, she ended up like this.
所以她的年轻的岁月常常因为有这个疾病，所以很辛苦。
So when she was younger, she often had trouble.
那医学也不断的在进步。
We know that the medical field is constantly improving.
所以他能够去动手术去装用人工的方法去装一个那个滑。
So we know
瓣膜。
So we know that she was able to have some surgeries and in the end implant valves into her heart.
虽然有在进步，但是还不是那么进步。
Although medical field is very advanced right now, but it's not advanced enough.
所以他第一次装的那个是有寿命的，大概十年。
The first time she implanted things inside her heart, it only lasted 10 years.
那医生告诉他，那手术如果成功，那你要小心，不要感冒。
The doctors told her that if the surgery is successful, you have to be careful to not get a cold.
那而且装进去的是动物的，从动物身上取下来的。
And the things that we implant into your heart comes from animals.
也因为这样子，所以它会有一个寿命，大概十年。
So because of this, there is a limit of 10 years.
那这个装了一个外来的东西，所以一开始它是会排斥的。
Because her heart was implanted with things from outside, the first she often had trouble assimilating to it.
所以在头两个月是最危险、最辛苦的时候。
That's why the first 2 months is the most dangerous and difficult period.
当然有些人也因为这样就丧失了生命。
That's why many people, because of this, they lose their life.
那有一次我姐姐非常的危急。
One time my sister was very worried.
那我当护士的二姐在旁边照顾她。
And my second sister, who is a nurse, was taking care of her.
他就看我大姐很难受，后来就咽了一口气。
She saw that my sister was struggling very much.
然后吸了最后一口气。
And then breathe a last breath.
就好像一个人要走了的那种情形。
It is as if it was like the moment before she was about to pass away.
因为二姐是护士，所以她看过人走的最后那一刹那。
Because my second sister is a nurse, she has seen many people die.
我二姐很紧张，大姐咽下最后一口气。
My second sister was very nervous that her sister had breathed her last breath.
结果 感谢神是平安没事。
In the end, thank God that she was very safe.
好，那我大姐是说她好像有人哈，有天使拿了两颗药丸给她吞下去，所以她咽下那一口气。
My older sister described her experience as if angels gave her two pills to swallow.
那也很奇妙，她就这样子开始康复了。
And miraculously, after this, she started to recover.
我们很多人没有经过那样子的过程。
Many people have not experienced this.
哇，她好起来，她每天总是很高兴。
Every day, my sister is happier.
她觉得说她身体好起来。好像变了一个人。
She feels like her body is becoming healthier, and then she's becoming a different person.
因为以前总是病压压的，做这个也不行，做那个也不行。
Previously, she was always very sick and could not do anything.
所以她就很珍惜她的这个好像新生一样。
So she started to cherish this new life of hers.
那当然，她对整个信仰也有一个很大的改变。
Of course, she started to have new perspectives on her faith.
那我已经提过，这个东西它有一个寿命。
I have mentioned that this thing has a life limit.
她就很高兴的这样来过她的每一天。
She was very happy to live each day of her life.
那她也记得医生跟她讲的，你要小心，最好是不要感冒。
She was also very mindful of what the doctors told her to not get a cold.
所以在感冒的季节，她总是很小心的来保护自己。
That's why during the flu season, she was always very careful to protect her body.
那结果有一次她还是感冒了。
But one time, she ended up being sick.
那她就觉得很不舒服，所以就叫人带她去医院。
She felt very uncomfortable, so she asked someone to bring her to the hospital.
那她本来是只是为了说这次的感冒去医院而已。
She was originally going to the hospital only for her cold.
那她去的医院也是当时为她开刀心脏的医院。
And the hospital she went to was the hospital that gave her surgery.
所以把她的病历调出来，就觉得说，她可能她的心脏也有问题。
After taking a look at her medical record, they realized that probably a problem with her heart.
真的，她那个东西坏了。
And it turns out that the things that they implanted was broken.
所以就已经到了医院所以就马上的安排动手术。
Since she was already at the hospital, they scheduled for a surgery.
那经过了十来年医学更进步的，她第二次装进去的那个就永远不用再换。
And after about 10 years, the medical field has improved even more so that she will never have to have another surgery again.
所以这个就是随时随地的平安。
And this is the peace that will be with us at all times.
或许我大姐本来想说，我怎么这么不小心感冒了？
Perhaps my sister may felt that how come she was so careless that she got sick again.
因为这个感冒免去了她心脏复发的那种更加危险的事情。
But because of this cold, she ended up getting surgery again.
主耶稣这。主要给我们的平安是怎样的平安
？What is the peace that Lord Jesus Christ wants to give to us？
我们请看诗篇九十四篇。
Please look at Psalms chapter 94.
诗篇九十四篇。
Psalms chapter 94.
诗篇九十四篇十二节。
Psalms chapter 94 verse 12.
十二节，主啊，您所管教用律法所教训的人是有福的。
Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law.
神爱我们所以神会保护我们，神也会管教我们。
God loves us so that He will protect us and also teach us.
十三节
，13.
你使他在遭难的日子得享平安，唯有恶人陷在所挖的坑中。
That you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked.
为什么主耶稣的平安？所给我们的平安是这么的宝贵。
Why is the peace that God gives to us so precious？
就像十三节所说的，在遭难的日子也得享平安。
Because just as verse 13 says that even when we face adversity, we will have peace。
这个常常是超越了人所能够想象的。
Oftentimes this surpasses what we can imagine。
在遭难当中怎么会有平安
？How can we have peace in times of adversities？
通常在遭难里头就很多的。不平跟抱怨。
normally when we face difficulties, we will feel very, we will complain and feel unsettled.
在遭难当中有很多的痛苦。
And in times of difficulties, we have many struggles.
在遭难当中，人绝对不会跟平安给他想连在一起。
In times of adversities, we will never relate peace with what we are facing.
但是这就是主耶稣要给我们的平安，在遭难的日子得享平安。
But rather, the peace God gives to us will allow us to have peace even in times of difficulties.
这就是很多基督徒美好的见证。
This is the testimony from many Christians.
这就是很多基督徒他的生活是让人这么不可思议。
This is the life of many Christians that causes us to be marveled.
主耶稣要给我们的平安也叫做出人意外的平安。
The peace that God gives to us is beyond our imagination.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第七节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 7.
神所赐人神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
我们心所想的不一定会成就。
The things that we think may not be true.
但是如果有主耶稣的保守，我们心所想的他也会成就。
But if we have the protection of God, what we think will be true.
这个叫做出人意外的平安。
This is the peace that surpasses our understanding.
再回到我大姐身上的见证。
So let me return to the testimony of my older sister.
虽然她有心脏的问题，但是也有男孩子很爱她，所以她也结婚了。
Although she has problems with her heart, there was still a man who loved her very much, so she ended up being married.
那她心脏动手术是一直到生了第三个孩子之后才动手术。
And her heart surgery was after she had her third child.
因为在这个之前还没有那样子的手术。
Because before this, there was no technology for this surgery.
那她是一个心脏病的患者。
And she was a victim of heart disease.
所以她生第二个孩子之后，医生就警告她，你不能够再怀孕，不可以再生孩子。
After she had her second child, the doctor warned her that you cannot have a child again.
但是这儿女是神所赐的产业。
But we know that children are inheritance from God.
一个医生警告你不能再怀孕的人，结果她怀孕了。
Even though the doctors warned her that she cannot have a child again, she ended up being pregnant.
医生就说这是很危险的。医生就说你要把这个孩子拿掉。
The doctor told her that this is very dangerous. You have to take the child away.
但是我们是敬拜神的，我们不可以做这样的事情。
And of course, we are Christians. We cannot have an abortion.
所以就有很多的祷告。
So there are many prayers.
求神怜悯。求神保守。
To pray to God for His guidance.
那就这样日子一天一天的过。
And then life went by day by day.
那医生还是一直坚持说你要把孩子拿掉。
The doctors still insisted on aborting the child.
但是很感谢神，到她怀孕七个月的时候，她就早产了。
But thank God that after she was pregnant for 7 months, she was due early.
那当然，那胎儿就很小。
And the baby was very small.
所以生产就很顺利。
And the process of delivering was very smooth.
如果到足月才生产，那真的是很危险。
If she had waited any longer to give birth, it would have been dangerous.
她是真的，一方面要守道理，一方面她要保有这个孩子。
So,For her, it is as if she was trying to protect her life at the same time of obeying the Bible.
所以神就让她在这个婴孩七个月的时候就早产。
So God allowed her to have her baby when she was 7 months.
所以她本身就没有危险。
In the end, there was no harm to her life.
那神也保守这个早产的婴孩，让她这样很顺利的来 来成长。
And God also protected the baby who was delivered early.
所以他女儿，这个最小的是女儿，现在在园林教会。
Her youngest is a daughter, and she's now in the Garden Grove Church.
这个叫做神赐给人，在耶稣里头有这出人意外的平安。
This is what we call the peace from God that surpasses our understanding.
我们再请看马可福音第五章。
Please turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音五章三十四节。
Mark chapter 5, verse 34.
三十四节，主耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，你平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
34, and he said to her daughter, "Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
主耶稣所要给我们的另外一种平安呢，就是一种。因为信心而有的平安。
The other kind of peace that God gives to us is a peace that we'll have because we believe.
主耶稣的门徒求主耶稣说加添我们的信心。
The disciples of Lord Jesus Christ ask him to add onto their faith.
有时候靠着主耶稣的帮助，人有那种特别的信心。
Oftentimes, because we rely on God, we will have this extra faith.
那这种特别的信心。常常也带给人那种特别的平安。
And this extraordinary faith will often bring us extraordinary peace.
在弟兄姐妹的见证里头，常常就会有这种，因为特别的信心而有的平安。
In many testimonies from people, we see that because of your extraordinary faith, you will obtain peace.
好，请我们再看约翰福音十六章。
Turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
Gospel of John chapter 16 verse 33.
三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
这条信仰的道路不是脱离现实的道路。
This road of faith is not a road that will take us out of reality.
我们基督徒是很真实的活在这个大环境里头。
For us Christians, we are living in this world very real.
所以主耶稣也是很坦白的告诉我们说，你在世上是有苦难。
That is why Jesus Christ blatantly tells us that we will encounter tribulations in this world.
但是我们是可以放心，是可以有平安的。
But we don't have to worry because we will have peace.
因为主耶稣说。我要叫你们在我里面有平安。
Because Lord Jesus Christ says that in me you will have peace.
什么叫做在主耶稣里面有平安？
What does it mean to have peace in Lord Jesus Christ?
好，我们再请看三十二节。
Let's look at verse 32.
主耶稣说：“看哪，时候将到，且是已经到了。你们要分散，各归自己的地方，留下我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。”
Lord Jesus Christ says, "Indeed, the hour is coming. Yes, has now come that you will be scattered, each to his own, and you will leave me alone. And yet, I am not alone because the Father is with me."
主耶稣本身就给我们留下这个平安的榜样。
Lord Jesus Christ has left this peace for us.
他即将遭遇苦难。
He is about to encounter tribulation.
他要为了人类来受死在十字架上。
He is about to die for a human.
从人的层面来看，这是极大的苦难，这是极大的苦。
From the perspective of humans, this is the most extreme tribulation you can encounter.
但是主耶稣有平安。
But Lord Jesus Christ had peace.
为什么
？Why？
三十二节最后一句话，主耶稣所说的，其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
Because the last sentence of verse 32 says that he is not alone, because the Father is with him.
所以今天同样的。这个我们在主耶稣里面有平安。
Likewise, today we also have peace in Lord Jesus Christ.
有时候我们真的是好像当时的主耶稣只剩下孤单一个人。
Many times we feel like we are just like Lord Jesus Christ and we are alone.
不是真的说周遭都没有人。
It is not that there are no people around us.
而是人是那么的有限。
But rather we are very limited.
那我们真的。虽然周遭很多人，但是我觉得我是这么的无助，这么的孤单。
We still feel very helpless and alone despite having many people around us.
很多基督徒在这样的情况之下仍然有平安。
But for many Christians, even under these circumstances, they still have peace.
为什么？
Why?
因为就像主耶稣这里所说的，其实我不是独自一人，因为有父跟我同在。
Because it is just as Lord Jesus Christ said here that he is not alone because the Father is with him.
全能的天父跟我同在。
The Almighty Heavenly Father is with us.
爱我的天父跟我同在。
The Father who loves me is with me.
了解我的天父跟我同在。
The Father who understands me is with me.
是的，我在苦难当中。
Yes, I am in tribulation right now.
但是我有那种说不出来的平安。
But I have the peace that cannot be explained.
所以信耶稣这一条信仰的道路也叫做光明的道路。
That is why the road of believing in Lord Jesus Christ is also the road of light.
有一个姐妹她这样见证。
There is a sister who testified.
她说一声哈利路亚可以彼此问安。
She said that once you say hallelujah, you will have peace.
可以彼此 greeting.
Oh, it's for a greeting.
这个哈利路亚也可以，这一句话也可以帮助我安然的入睡。
This phrase "Hallelujah" will also allow me to sleep soundly at night.
这一句 "Hallelujah" 也帮助我去除了很多的惧怕。
By saying "Hallelujah," it has eliminated many of my fears.
所以这就是我们要跟大家分享的信仰的道路。
So this is the road of faith that I would like to share with everyone.
我们一起唱诗264首。
Let's sing hymn 264.
Pass me by. No.
坐。
Please be seated.
我们如何来走在这条信仰的道路上面
？How can we walk on this road of faith？
比如说我们聚会敬拜神听道理。
For example, we come to listen to sermons and attend services.
那另外很重要的就是我们的祷告。
Another which is very also important is our prayer.
祷告帮助我们来认识神。
Prayer has allowed us to understand Lord Jesus Christ.
祷告来让我们走在这一条信仰的道路上面。
Prayer has allowed us to continue to walk on this road of faith.
在祷告里头会有无限多的这种恩典跟体验来等着我们。
In prayer, we can experience unlimited things.
所以最后我要邀请大家一起来做结束的祷告。
Lastly, I would like to invite everyone to offer a concluding prayer.
很多人的体验我讲几样。
There are many people's experiences in prayer, and I will give a few.
有人说祷告是在我们软弱的时候可以得到帮助。
Some people say that when you pray in times of weakness, you will receive strength.
祷告是我们在忧伤时候的安慰。
Prayer is our comfort in times of sorrow.
无论是软弱，无论是忧伤，都需要得到医治。
Whether you feel weak or sorrowful, you need healing.
祷告让我们得着医治。
Prayer gives us healing.
有时候我们很喜乐，很高兴，高兴到不晓得该怎么办。
Many times when we feel very joyful and happy that we don't even know what to do.
所以有人说，这个祷告也是喜乐的时候的一种最高境界的赞美。
Some people say that prayer is a boundary for us when we are joyful.
信仰的道路就是这么好。
This is how wonderful the road of faith is.
无论我们现在是在怎样的情况之下，我们都可以来祷告。
No matter what kind of things we are going through right now, we can always pray.
祷告本身就是一种对神的敬拜。
Prayer itself is a form of worshiping God.
那这种敬拜里头就是一种人跟神之间的一个很重要、很美妙、很奇妙的关系。
And in this prayer, it is a very important and wonderful experience with God.
所以祷告其实也是人生当中一个很美好的经验跟享受。
So prayer is a wonderful experience and enjoyment in life.
所以邀请大家，我们一起来享受祷告。
So I would like to invite everyone to enjoy praying.
那我们可以的话，我们用最虔诚的态度，我们跪下来祷告。
And if you can, we would like to offer a sincere prayer by kneeling down.
我们闭上我们的眼睛，让我们能够专心的来祷告。
We close our eyes so that we can concentrate in our prayer.
在主耶稣里头的另外一种平安就是圣灵里头的平安。
Another form of peace in Lord Jesus Christ is the peace of the Holy Spirit.
天上的真神应许将他的圣灵来赐给我们。
The Heavenly God has promised us Holy Spirit.
常常借着我们的祷告，我们也来领受圣灵这个极大的恩典。
Oftentimes in our prayer, we will receive the blessings of Holy Spirit.
那在我们还没有得圣灵之前，我们跟大家一样，一开始我们奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Before receiving the Holy Spirit, we pray just like everyone else by saying, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ."
我们奉主耶稣的名来做这个祷告，做这个敬拜。
We are praying and worshiping in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们嘴巴里头就出声音念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then in our mouth, we will speak out loud, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
当圣灵赐给你的时候，你这个哈利路亚就念不清楚，你舌头会跳动或者剪动，这个就是神将圣灵赐给你。
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, your hallelujahs will become mumbled and your tongue will start to roll.
那是一个很真实的体验。
This is a very real experience.
这个应许是给每一个人的。
This promise has been given to everyone.
所以还没有领受圣灵的，我们可以一方面专心的努力的来求圣灵。
So if you have not received the Holy Spirit, you can concentrate on praying for the Holy Spirit.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
And if you like to receive the laying of hands, you can come forward to pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.